If you're just tuning in, this is Spirit of the Valley with your host, Katie Michael Sanchez, on KGVM 95.9. We return to our conversation with today's guest, Amber Eichmann, singer-songwriter and cantor at Congregation Beth Shalom here in Bozeman.
So you're here in Bozeman and you're doing music, but somehow you end up at the synagogue where you are now. So something happened. Something happened there. Sort of, what was that transition, or how did that happen?
So when I was recording my first album here, I was here for a couple months working on it, and I was like, it'd be really nice to meet people. And I called the synagogue because that's the easiest way for Jews to meet people, because you sort of just have this automatic connection. So I just knew that I would be able to make it work. So I called and I spoke to the rabbi. At the time it was Rabbi Ed Staffman.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really excited that there was a new young Jew in town. And he said, "What are you doing today at 3:00? Do you want to meet for coffee?" So I said, "Sure." So we met for coffee. And of course, I can't hide the fact that I'm a musician. So he asked if I would play music for a service.
And mm-hmm.
I started doing that. And it was sort of just, it was just a job. It was like a gig
mm-hmm.
for a while. And I ended up actually, they ended up actually making a music director position for me. So it became sort of my steady gig. And I was still really focused on like making the singer-songwriter thing my full-time job. So I was like, all right, I'll do this synagogue thing and I'll go on tour for a couple weeks. I'll come back in between. And so I was doing a lot of that for a while. And, I just really started connecting to this Jewish music. And, with Rabbi Ed, we were doing a lot of music that came out of the Renewal community, which of course was totally mm-hmm. damn. And Rabbi Ed is a Renewal rabbi too. So, we really hit it off.
So you've got this, religious life, music gig kind of thing growing on one side, but also your sort of professional musician part of life happening too, and kind of in between. And kind of, I think your professional life may be starting to take off. And how does that, where do we go?
Right. Yeah. So things were sort of gaining momentum in my songwriting career. And I made a second album with Chris, and I decided that I wanted to go on a 5-month cross-country tour. Again, just really like giving it everything I had. and just giving up everything. So I left the job at the synagogue. I was sad about it because I had really started to really enjoy it. I always enjoyed it, but I really started to like find a spiritual connection there, but it still wasn't as important as my singer-songwriter career. So I went, I booked this 5-month tour, and in January 2018, I left and I moved out of my apartment and I, stuffed my car with all my stuff and I drove to Florida, and that's where I was going to start the tour. And I dropped off my Prius to get an oil change, and the dealership called me a few hours later saying that there was an accident in their parking lot and somebody who had been test driving a truck had hit my Prius and so the Prius was totaled.
Oh my gosh.
And this is like my tour vehicle,
right?
I loved that Prius. I have a song written about the Prius. The Prius's name was Cheyenne, so it's the second track on my second album. And I was like really, really upset, and I got a rental. And I continued my tour, and about a month later, I got a call from my dad, and he said that my mom died, and it was really unexpected, just really sudden. And I went back to Florida and stayed there for a couple weeks, and then, you know, after the funeral and after spending time with my family, my dad went back to work, my brother went back to work, and me going back to work was going back on tour. So I felt like that was the only way I could carry on.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back on tour and I finished the 3 more months that I had. And it was so hard. I mean, I was grieving by myself in unfamiliar cities and like performing, and I just really didn't feel like performing, and I didn't tell my audiences what was going on. I was just sort of trying to, you know, be a good performer and entertain or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the tour, I was just so drained emotionally and physically, and I was back in Bozeman for some shows, and I was like, oh man, I think I just want to stay because I just really needed a support system and community.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to heal. So yeah. So I came back here, and then, I was here for maybe a week, and I still had plans of moving to Nashville. Cause again, really wanted to do everything I could to see where I could take my career. And I went to Nashville. I started driving there, and the whole way was just, I was just a mess. And I was like, this isn't right. And I got to Nashville, and when I got there, I got a phone call from the synagogue here in Bozeman, and Rabbi Ed had retired, and they were looking for somebody, they were looking for a new rabbi, but the search, they just weren't finding the right person at the time. And they called me and asked if I would come to work there full time to help with the transition and help pull the community together while they paused the rabbi search for a year. And so, I mean, I was thrilled, and that was, it just felt right. It just felt exactly what I needed to do. So I came back. I've been working there for the last almost 3 years.
So when you were on the tour and all these things were going wrong, did you have a sense of where God or the divine was in the midst of this sort of difficult time in your life?
That's a really good question. Yeah, and I had I hadn't been as spiritually connected at the time, before that happened, but yeah, I was really wanting to connect to the divine. And you know, I thought that connecting with the divine would bring me closer to my mom. And so I was listening to a lot more spiritual music, and I was, I definitely, like, it was definitely complicated. I mean, I think I was upset and kind of angry with the divine, but also not as much as I just felt like I wanted to know the divine more, and like find comfort there. And I never really thought, like, I think there were moments where I would ask, you know, like, how could you take my mom? Like, I would ask the divine, but I don't think I really believe that at the end of the day. Like, I don't think I believe that she was taken or like that it was a deliberate thing. And I mean, it's just so beyond our knowing as humans. I can't even claim to try to understand the why. I mean, certainly there were a lot of whys. I mean, I don't even know how my mom died. Like, you know, there was no clear answer. It was in the middle of the night, and just, I'm never going to know, which is very hard. And I've definitely asked.
Absolutely.
Like, many times, like, I don't understand, but mm-hmm. That's just how it is. Like, I'm never going to understand. Mm-hmm. And I forgot to say that I had a second car accident when I was driving back from Nashville. I was in South Dakota, and I had been driving my mom's car. Mm-hmm. So I was driving back to Bozeman, and it was like 2 PM and a deer and two fawns jumped out on the interstate. I was going 80 miles an hour, and mm-hmm. I hit the three of them, and you know, the car spun 180 degrees, and it was like a few seconds that happened, and mm-hmm. I thought I was gonna die, like, in those few seconds. Mm-hmm. And then when the car stopped, I was okay. Like, I had a scratch from the airbag, but other than that, I was fine, and my mom's car was totaled. And mm-hmm. in that moment, I could have sworn that my mom was protecting me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that definitely felt like I interpreted that as a message from the divine, mm-hmm. as this is a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Something is ending.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've got another song to share with us. And that song is called Enough. So if you want to give us a little background on that, and we'll listen to that one.
Yeah, so Enough is a song that I have shared several times in services, particularly for high holidays, the Jewish mm-hmm. holidays, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It has a lot of themes of self-worth, and it's written in a way that's like, I'm questioning whether I'm enough. And I think these questions are ones that a lot of us ask. And for a lot of my life, I've struggled to feel enough. Mm-hmm. And I think particularly because I'm a sensitive person and I tend to have big emotions and have a lot of the times felt like that's not okay, and that, I don't sort of fit in a lot of ways. And, you know, the song, I don't want to give it away, but it's an exploration in self-acceptance and acknowledging the human parts that we're not perfect, and that is actually very human.
Mm-hmm.
That is kind of the way it's supposed to be. Like, we're not supposed to be perfect, whatever this idea, this non-existent idea of perfect is. And this is just all part of the human experience. So, I think it's really about self-acceptance, accepting the parts of us that maybe we don't think are acceptable.
Great. Well, let's listen to the song.
Sometimes I'm difficult, sometimes I'm selfish. Am I still worthy of love? Sometimes I'm volatile, sometimes I'm ugly. Am I still worthy of love? I am human, maybe a little too much. Not perfect. Am I enough? Sometimes I'm too sensitive. I can be intense. Do I deserve happiness? I've hurt people I love, including myself. Do I deserve happiness? I am human, maybe a little too much. I'm not perfect. Am I enough? Happy, I often fall apart, but I am still worthy of love. I'm allowed to get angry and not apologize, and I am still worthy of love. I am human, maybe a little.
All right. Well, Amber, what another beautiful song. I'm so glad we were able to share that.
Thank you.
I'd love to know, you know, where are you now? You know, in this moment, like, where have you landed with the Judaism, and kind of what is your spirituality in this moment?
Oh, thank you for asking that. Can I answer like the Facebook? It's complicated.
Right.
I don't know if that's even still a Facebook option.
But... I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think I've come to the point where I've accepted that this is just an ongoing journey. Mm-hmm. I think my favorite thing about Judaism is that the word Israel means, or Yisrael in Hebrew, it means wrestling with God.
Mm.
And for me, I think that's sort of the essence of my Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
That it's okay to wrestle and disagree and question and doubt. And you don't even have to believe in God to be Jewish.
Mm-hmm. And,
you know, for me, like I am a professional God wrestler. I'm really good at it by now. And I love it because I think that is just, it's wrestling is a relationship. And just like any relationship, it's not always good and happy. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I really, really love that. And, you know, I'm grateful that I've had so much opportunity to explore different communities and streams of Judaism. And I think I've, in the past, you know, I've explored also being more observant, sort of like, you know, keeping a higher level of kosher and like keeping Shabbat and things like that and dressing a certain way. And when I've gone there, I've never felt totally comfortable or totally myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to try different things on and decide what works for me and what doesn't. And I think where I am right now is like more of an embodied place in my Judaism rather than feeling like I need to follow all the rules. I have a really hard time with that. And I know that works really well for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally respect that. And just for me, for me, I just feel like really very spiritual, and I don't know if I even call myself religious necessarily, but yeah, to me, like, I love the peoplehood and the community of Judaism, and I also really love, I'm really feeling pretty good about where I am in my relationship with the divine. And like I said, it's still, you know, tumultuous a lot of the time. But I think that that's kind of, I'm comfortable with that now. And I've also really explored a lot of different ways to interact with the divine. Like, I really connect much more strongly with feminine language for the divine. And I've been experimenting with using the words goddess and Shekhinah, which is a feminine name for God, meaning divine presence and spirit. And I think that really feels like this, it feels more close and imminent. And, so yeah, again, just like, it's an ever unfolding thing, I think, that I'm sort of in this commitment for the rest of my life to keep wrestling, whatever that looks like.
Yeah, I will say that's one thing that I've always kind of admired. In the last episode, I talking with Tim Spring, and he talked about these like ideas about how to do interfaith work, and one of them was this idea of having holy envy. So like finding something in another faith tradition that you're like, oh, I really like that, and this like wrestling, this like permission that you don't have to like have the perfect relationship, like this permission to say like, it'll be hard and sometimes you might be mad and sometimes you might not understand, and like, but like to have that commitment to keep in it. And yeah
and I really like that there don't have to be like these neat sort of answers and explanations for everything. And one of my spiritual mentors says that it's better to be angry at God and like tell God how angry you are. Tell God. And I've done that.
Yeah.
I've given God a piece of my mind. But but she, you know, she says, her name's Rav Shoshana, she says it's better to do that than to just not engage at all and to shut down and ignore. Mm-hmm. And I think that's true for human relationships too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're coming up on the end of our time. So if people want to find out more about your music or more about your work at the synagogue, how do we find you after this, if you want to share?
Yeah, sure. I am findable on all the music platforms you can think of. If you look up my name, Amber Eichmann, and my last name is spelled I-K-E-M-A-N, I'm on Spotify and iTunes and Amazon and wherever you listen to music. And I also have a website. It's ambereichmann.com, and you can find everything there too.
Great. We will also include those in the summary of the show on the KGVM website, so folks can find that there too. So Amber, thank you so much for sharing your story and your music, and it was wonderful to talk to you today.
Thank you so much for having me, Katie. It was wonderful talking with you too.
And we're going to end our show today with one last song from Amber. So to close out our program, here is Roots off her album Free.
I wanna be like a tree with something holding me steady in one place. My limbs are tired from running all around through the wild looking for an escape. Branches bound to break. Home is what you make. Plant me here and now. I to spread my roots all around. And when it's time to leave this place, dig me an even deeper space to claim my ground. Everyone here's passing through temporarily, visiting old memories. Stop by to burn away unpleasant trees, or to wait for better opportunities. Simply floating by must produce a somewhere.